You're welcome back. Returning now to the news that the UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon is on course to end in 2027, which will bring to an end nearly 50 years of Irish Defence Force involvement. 47 members of the Irish Defence Forces lost their lives. Among them, Corporal Peter Ward, who died after armed Hezbollah elements fired at a UNIFIL checkpoint in 1992.
As it was being reinforced by three armoured personnel carriers, the gunmen opened fire with small arms and rocket-propelled grenades. Corporal Ward, a gunner on one of the carriers, was wounded. He died as he was being evacuated by air ambulance to a UN hospital.
We then attempted to reinforce the checkpoint, as I said, and it was during the reinforcement of the checkpoint with the armoured personnel carriers that the incident occurred. So in fact, in a tense situation like this, we would move people about in the armoured personnel carriers. We take every precaution on the ground.
And that was a report from 1992, with just underlining the price that Irish Defence Force members have paid. We're joined now from our Cork studio by the independent Senator Tom Clonan, who also wore a blue helmet while serving with the Defence Forces in Lebanon. Senator Clonan, can you tell us what was it like in South Lebanon when you were deployed? I think that was in the mid-1990s.
Yeah, I actually 30 years ago this year, 95, 96. And as can often be the case with our peacekeeping missions, the deployment that I experienced was a very violent one. It culminated in a notorious Israeli operation called Grapes of Wrath. It was a punitive operation that targeted the people of South Lebanon, and hundreds of innocent Lebanese men, women and children were slaughtered in that Israeli offensive. And that's one of the risk accelerators for peacekeepers, in that, you know, you can't always intervene to stop the killing, but certainly the presence of Irish troops in Lebanon for the last five decades has meant that thousands, tens of thousands of Lebanese have been able to go to school, raise their crops, operate their businesses. And they're very like the Irish. They have a huge diaspora around the world and in the United States. And, you know, we'd see them, and as many of my colleagues have over the summer, you know, young people from the United States, from all around the world, coming back to visit the old country. And it's that stability and the capacity to just live a normal, meaningful life. That's what UNIFIL and that's what the Irish have brought to South Lebanon.
We expect the UN Security Council to take a vote this afternoon, which will bring UNIFIL to an end. How long do you think it'll take for Irish troops to pull out? Will they just simply hand over their bases to the Lebanese armed forces?
I imagine, depending on how the vote goes today, you know, it will give an opportunity for an orderly, phased withdrawal and the handover of positions to, as you say, the Lebanese Armed Forces, the LAF. My fear would be, however, that with the United Nations, who are the eyes and ears of the international community, I think we may see a resumption of hostilities in South Lebanon. I think the Israelis may seek to interfere in what's happening. Particularly, there's a river that runs parallel to the border with Israel called the Litani River. It's about 20 kilometres inland from the Israeli border. And I think that the Israelis may seek to extend their presence north as soon as the United Nations have left.
And they've done that before on previous occasions. I'm just wondering, Senator Clonan, do you put any weight then that on an American peace plan in which the LAF were supposed to disarm Hezbollah and Amal and Israel withdraw?
I don't know that the Lebanese armed forces have the capacity or the ability to do that with Hezbollah. Hezbollah are very, very powerful Islamic resistance group. Now, it has been partially diluted, but they are supported by the Iranians. And, you know, the Israelis haven't even fully left Lebanon since their incursions earlier this year. They're still operating inside the blue line. And again, you know, throughout their intervention earlier this year, in which an Irish post was isolated for quite an extended period of time, they targeted UN positions and they repeated over and over again, "We want the United Nations out. Get out of South Lebanon. Withdraw your forces." Because I think the Israeli plan, their Netanyahu's design anyway, is to conduct operations in South Lebanon without any interference from the international community, in broadly the same way that they have in Gaza, and that's the price I think that the people of Lebanon will pay if this mandate is indeed terminated in 2 years' time.
But it would also be true to say that Irish Defence Forces were also getting flak from Hezbollah and being accused of being Israeli spies at the same time.
Yeah, well, and this is the the dilemma, if you like, of being a peacekeeper, being, you know, from a neutral state. Like, we were literally human shields between Hezbollah on the one hand and the Israeli military on the other. And if you look at our casualties over the years, about 50% of them were inflicted by Hezbollah and other Islamic resistance groups, and the other 50% by the Israeli themselves or their proxies in the region. And I'd have to repeat that to kill a peacekeeper, to murder a peacekeeper like Private Sean Rooney quite recently, that is a war crime. And, you know, both sides inflicted casualties on the Irish.
Senator Tom Clonan, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One.